This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F. F.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, here for the second consecutive edition of Graham's Sunday Address. How about that for persistence? And I'm sure you're all loving it. It is October 22nd, 2017, and I've got a few things on my mind that I'd like to get off my chest. If you saw last week's Sunday Address, I apologize if you felt like that was a bit of a meltdown. Flea's brother Brandon seemed to believe I was losing my mind, which I was a bit, but that's going to happen from time to time. The fact that every one of the podcasts I do isn't some sort of descent into madness really is only a testament to how hard I'm working on this podcast. But speaking of the rights and Cub haters everywhere, obviously I need to address the elephant in the room, and that is that the Cubs were eliminated from postseason contention in the NLCS by the Dodgers, who I'm not sure if I'm going to congratulate, but I would like to say that, you know, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series last year. Like, it's been less than a year since the last time the Cubs won the World Series, and for a majority of my life, it had been most of a century and then some of another century since they'd won it. So I didn't have like that crushing feeling. It's different now. It's a whole other thing. And if you really want to see like a more complete and well thought out, concise treatment on it, on at capfsports.com on opening day today, I wrote a bit of a blurb about what it is to be a Cubs fan the season after hell froze over. Because for most of my life, the Cubs winning the World Series was something I couldn't even wrap my head around. I had no idea what that was going to be like. And then I really hadn't put any thought into what it would be like after, you know, because they keep having baseball seasons. In my opinion, you shutter the whole thing, end of Major League Baseball once the Cubs win it. But obviously, that's not how it works. And it was fantastic. And, you know, the Dodgers are incredibly well loaded and the Cubs offense fell apart, but it didn't have that same like crushing feeling. I didn't feel awful the next day like I did the previous times in my life where the Cubs came close and fell short. So I don't know, not the end of the world. It's weird. I get to be just sort of a regular baseball fan now. Excuse me. Instead of, you know, whatever we were before that, you know. So, and good for the Cubs. Good for that collection of guys in the shirt I like. They made it to the NLCS for the third straight year, you know. But yeah, they won the World Series last year. It's the moon landing of sports events, and we were all there to witness it, you know. It's not a mass shooting. It's not something to just forget about. It's definitely something you can hang your hat on. You know, and they'll be back. Cubs will be in the mix for a while. So no big deal. And congratulations, I guess, to the Dodgers. And the World Series this year is going to be the Dodgers and the Astros. That's pretty good. You know, I think that's good for baseball, too. These smaller market teams, which actually allows me to segue into the treachery that is afoot at MLB's front offices. Griff sent me this article, and I mean, without to spare you all the grueling details, it sounds like Major League Baseball is looking into a huge realignment. I don't have any problem with adding two expansion teams. As a matter of fact, it sounds like Portland may be getting one, which I think would be cool for Portland to have a professional baseball team. I think people in Portland would really dig professional baseball, and it's certainly better than soccer. But instead of just that, they're talking about restructuring baseball to where there's no more leagues, right? No more National League, no more American League. And basically, it would just be like four baseball divisions with eight teams each. It's essentially what basketball should do. Basketball has no need for divisions anymore when really it's just about who's leading the conferences. But this like leagueless thing. I just got to say, baseball, you don't need to do this. Baseball has no need to destroy the structure of the game. And I'm not being an old man about this. This is all just a conspiracy to insert the designated hitter into the National League or whatever the hell baseball is going to be if they get this through. Listen to this. So it would be four divisions, essentially. In the East would be Atlanta, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Miami, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Washington. There would be a Northern Division with Boston, Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Montreal. Oh, yeah, because the Expos may get Montreal may get a baseball team again, which I think would be kind of cool, too. New York, both New York franchises, so Mets and Yankees and Toronto. Then the Midwest, the Cubs and White Sox would all of a sudden be playing in the same division. Colorado, Houston, Kansas City, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Texas. And then the West would be Anaheim, Arizona, Los Angeles, Oakland, Portland, San Diego, San Francisco, and Seattle. I mean, now all of this is in the tenuous phases, but Major League Baseball has had a tendency lately to insert these wacky new rules in the offseason without any fanfare or crescendo to them. They were just like, oh, can't run into the catcher anymore, you know? And eventually they'll be like, oh, there's a time clock in the outfield for pitching. You know, and all of this is just a half-assed attempt to get more people to watch baseball. But as I was alluding to earlier, the fact that this year's World Series is going to be the Dodgers and the Astros, that's the kind of thing that'll bring more fans into baseball. You don't need to change the game or radically restructure the way it's played, because at the end of the day, the product is still going to be baseball, and only so many people are going to be interested and watching baseball games. And those people are called baseball fans. You're not going to start poaching NFL fans and NBA fans into Major League Baseball because you did some kind of weird thing to the schedule. Unless all of a sudden your product is a completely different sport, this is all just a way to alienate real baseball fans. The way you bring more fans into the game is to have more parity. And you're seeing that. Right? You've seen that over the last few years. More teams competing more frequently that hadn't previously. You're definitely seeing it in the NL Central now that, like, the Brewers and Cubs look poised to be the two powerhouses in that division over the St. Louis Cardinals and their classless fan base. So I think it's fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. It doesn't require this level of restructuring. You want to make two more teams? Fine. Cram them in a division and let's get it on. You know, if the complaint is weird travel days and off days, then just fix that. Have the games played more geographically sensibly, as opposed to just turning Major League Baseball into this one giant monster. It's unnecessary, and it's going to lead to the designated hitter across baseball, which is incredibly stupid, because the thing that separates National League Baseball from Minor League Baseball is that in the Major League, National League Baseball, it's more of a chess match. That's sort of like the point of the manager. It's one of those facets of the game that only real baseball fans understand, that, like, you have to account for your pitcher having to hit, you know, and it's part of what makes it chess as opposed to checkers, right? It's what makes a good manager as opposed to someone managing an American League team where your entire lineup is just steroid monsters trying to hit home runs, which is admittedly makes for more scoring, but I don't know if it's more entertaining. I don't know, but treachery is afoot, ladies and gentlemen. Major League Baseball is up to some shit, and I'm keeping my eye on it. Even if you're not like a diehard baseball fan, I think you could at least see why I wouldn't be a big fan of that adjustment. It's NFL Sunday, obviously, sort of why I started doing this. Bears are looking all right. NFL's doing fine. If you're not watching NFL football this year, I can understand. Like I've said a billion times, there's 100 reasons to not watch the NFL, but as of now, the product on the field is still pretty solid and worth watching, unless you're tuning into football games to see what people are doing during the national anthem, which doesn't make any sense to me at all. Moving on from that, I will close out my Sunday address with some big news. Friends of the show and friends of mine, Richard Lewis, Shaney Reisner, getting ready to tie the knot. So, woo! Congratulations to those two. They will continue perpetually living with one another now with all of the legal standings that come along with that. I'm generally not someone who recommends marriage to anyone. If you've ever talked to me for 10 minutes, you're probably aware of my position on that kind of thing. But these two, really, it's about time. It's about time. And I'm sure all of us are looking forward to the festivities. So congratulations again. We're going to the chapel and we're gonna get banned for life. So just waiting for a date for that. And I hope wherever they are deciding to have this wedding slash reception has padded walls and drains on the floor, because it's going to be something else. And I can't wait. So, yeah, and I think that'll conclude my Sunday address. I think I've done enough here. I actually went a little overtime, but that's cool. That's what I do sometimes. I'm glad I was able to string together that many coherent thoughts. So, yeah, go check out Thursday's episode. Me and Flea did a really good job on that one. Have another one coming up this week, maybe two. Griff may be coming back, so he's got a little bit more time. So we'll see. We'll see what the future holds. But keep an eye on Major League Baseball. They're definitely up to some shit. And good luck to your team, provided your team isn't playing the Bears or the Packers. And I'll talk to you later this week. Thank you and good night.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
Bis in Kapital.